This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Today we're joined by a very special guest.
It's true, it's true.
Mary Beth Barone.
Welcome, Mary Beth.
Am I allowed to talk?
Yes. You can talk.
Come on. So exciting to have you here. We're in LA, which is kind of hot.
Uh-huh.
I'm into it. For those of you who don't know, Mary Beth Barone is a Manhattan-based stand-up comedian. She is the host of Drag His Ass, a fuckboy treatment program in New York and LA. And you can catch the one-year anniversary show in New York on April 23rd at Chelsea Music Hall.
That's correct.
And she has brown hair.
I have brown hair.
And she has brown hair. Yeah. And she's also very attractive, in case you're wondering.
Yeah. You guys can't see, but I'm blushing.
Today's topic.
Oh, yeah, we should talk about that.
Well, today's topic is cuddle.
Yes.
Which is one of a few options that we sent you.
Yes.
Right.
And certainly the gentlest. Do you feel like cuddle grabbed you? Like, you were like, oh, cool, this is hot. Or you were just like, this will be funny. Or...
Well, I love to cuddle.
Okay.
I have a long, long, sordid past with cuddling.
Oh.
I'm just, like, obsessed with cuddling. I think it's the best, but it feels like something that's... I just haven't done it in a while.
Oh.
You know, like... Mm-hmm. I feel like cuddling with someone is very intimate.
It is.
Even more intimate in many ways than having sex.
It's true.
So I just haven't really had a good cuddle in a long time. And I felt like, you know what, if I have the option, honey, I'm going for cuddling. And yeah, I was like a huge cuddler as a kid. I used to like sneak into my parents' room and like... I would just hide, like, next to my mom so my dad wouldn't kick me out.
Yeah.
And I would just be, like, snuggled up.
Aww.
There's, like, nothing better than that, I think. It's, and I have attachment issues, so.
Oh, cool. Sure.
There's that also.
Wait, what's your attachment type?
I think it used to be secure, and now it's insecure.
Cool.
Growth.
Yeah. Growth, because, you know, my experiences being single for the past 4 years have led me to where I am now, which is insecure attachment.
Cool.
But it's okay.
Listen, we all go through different phases in our lives.
It's true.
Yeah.
You know what's good for being single? Porn.
Yeah.
It's true.
That is what the podcast is about, come to think of it.
Do you watch porn?
I do watch porn on occasion. So
sure.
I never watched porn. I never even really masturbated until like 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Because I was just like, I'm one of those women who can't have an orgasm and that's my life and that's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But my friend bought me a vibrator for Christmas years ago.
Yeah.
And one day I was just like, you know what? I'm going to just use this.
Right.
Yeah. Just see what happens. And I put in the time and it paid off. And then eventually I started watching porn like every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I have, I guess, weird porn habits. Like, I mean, maybe not weird. I shouldn't say weird. It's 2020. There's no such thing as normal. But I watch porn on mute because I don't like hearing.
I don't like hearing the sounds.
I'm here for the visuals, and that's about it.
Yeah,
okay.
And
I get that.
I like to let the clip. I like to let the video play even after I finish because I want to know that wherever those people are, they got off as well.
It's true.
Okay.
That's my service to the porn community.
So it's,
well, thank you for that.
It's a service to the performers or to the story of the video?
I think both, just for the integrity of it all. And I actually, I guess like porn preferences wise, I like amateur college couples.
Oh.
Because it's very, I don't know. It's like, I want to see myself on screen.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
In my mind, I'm an amateur college couple.
College student.
Yeah. Exactly. I get that vibe.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I feel like amateur too, you want to see people that look like they want to be having sex with each other.
You're looking for the believability aspect.
Yeah.
Like a real couple.
Mm-hmm. I like a real couple. I also lately have been watching more like women together.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You know, that can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just remove the man from the equation completely.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say about, like, I will sometimes get get into the amateur college vibe, or as I used to more so before I found all these like high production value platforms that we now talk about a bunch on the show.
Yeah.
And the only thing that would like sometimes make me uncomfortable is I'd think back to being 19 and like having obligatory sex with people I didn't really want to. Yeah. And I'd be like, is she having fun?
Yeah.
But the girl on girl thing takes out that.
Right.
That component, obviously.
Because everyone is absolutely having fun in that scenario.
Right. Well, at least, like, I don't feel like the girl's being pounded away at.
It's true.
And is in danger.
Yeah.
Like, while a frat party goes on behind her.
Did she consent to this? I don't know.
I do get stressed when I see girl on girl with, like tips. You know, like, one of the girls fingernails? Has
oh, yeah, we've talked about this, like, the long, like, acrylic nails. Oh,
that's dangerous, girl.
Fingernails are just something I always think about when I'm watching porn.
It's true.
We talk about them a great deal.
I think
on
I talk
show.
About it in every single episode.
Well, yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Check that off.
Yeah. And, like, why? like, what are we going to do about if one of those nails falls off? Yeah.
Or is it just,
scratching.
Scratching.
Or just scary, pokey clit stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to get poked.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I want to get poked in a different way.
Uh-huh. Close to the clip, but not.
But not.
But lower.
Yeah, a little bit lower. Maybe even lower than that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, things are heating up.
Okay.
I don't get it. What are we talking about?
Anal.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's a butthole down there. I forgot. Yeah.
Okay. So I did a little bit of research on cuddling. And if you guys want to know, like, the definition, it's this.
Okay.
Hold close in one's arms is a way of showing love or affection, a prolonged and affectionate hug.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would not have thought of cuddle as being arm specific.
Yeah, it was. I found that interesting too. Like a long hug.
Yeah.
Like, okay, but full bodies can be involved.
Yeah, because I think of cuddling as like a whole body alignment, like maybe my butt's in your crotch a little bit.
Wait, what if hugging was standing up but holding someone who you're like their butts to your front? You know what I mean? Like, what if you saw people in public hugging like that?
Yeah.
That would be like, so funny.
Like a prom date?
Yeah. but like, for like 20 seconds.
But like sustained. Yeah, like like greeting each other, like one of them turns around.
That, exactly. Yeah. And that's how you say hi. Okay, that's the world I want to live in.
Yeah.
Because I actually think hugging, I'm trying to bring hugging and fingering back. Those are like two of my big platforms this year.
Okay.
No one hugs anymore.
Oh,
really?
And at my show, Drag His Ass, I make the entire audience stand up and hug the people on either side of them.
Oh, that's cute.
Hugs are so, like, nice.
That's true.
Really sweet. Yeah.
I went to hug you, and you went to shake my hand.
And then, but then we hugged.
And we hugged.
Because here's the thing. L.A. people, I feel like, are not huggers.
Oh, weird. I'm and hugging so, everyone.
Good.
Yeah.
And you should. But sometimes I'll go in to hug someone, and then they're like, ooh, you know, and so then that starts the interaction off weird. Right. But I'm like, I'm always going for the hug.
Yeah.
My family is huggers.
Yeah.
And I think it's just important.
Feel like I'm a hugger, and I feel like everyone I know is a hugger by default, but maybe I'm in a bubble,
You know what? Because if you're a hugger, of course they're going to be huggers because you're hugging them.
Because
you're
going in. Here.
Yeah. You're going in for it.
Yeah.
How do you guys feel about cuddling?
Love it.
Yeah, love it.
Literally obsessed.
Yeah.
I may not be at the level you're at where, like, I want to cuddle and then be like, okay, and like slowly peel away.
Yeah. Like, well, sleep is totally different.
Yeah, it's I can't sleep through the night just like holding. Like occasionally that'll happen. You'll find like a really good position. But I immediately get like
hot concern
about like my face on their chest because I'm
skin.
Like,
I'm going to wake up with the zest.
Senses again. I'm going to wake up broken out because like the Axe body wash you use is not like
toxic.
Suitable. It's comedogenic. It's not okay on my chin line or my cheeks or whatever. Is like on your chest.
Yeah.
So
I'm always like my shoulder. I'm gonna wake up with like a bad wonky kink.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm a stomach sleeper. Too. So I can't really sleep on my side that well.
Uh-huh.
Also, like when I would cuddle with my mom, I was like fully on top, like I was so little, I was like fully on top of her. So I was still able to stomach sleep, like you know, little animals do in the jungle.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I would just use her boobs as pillows.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you
they
still
were so
do.
Big. Yeah. Well, when I'm able to.
Yeah.
Which isn't much these days.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll still, like, go hang out in my parents' room before they go to sleep and just, like, lay there and have my mom scratch my back. I just want to be, like, loved and adored.
Touch. You just
you
want
know?
Some physical touch. That's is that what, like, would you call that a love language? I'm just whipping out all the things.
I
like,
know.
What's your
I
love
this.
Language? What's your attachment type?
We're
what's your
get
sign?
All of it. Oh, I'm Gemini double Sag.
Wow.
My love language is actually outwardly is acts of service, I think.
Oh.
But for me, I'm sure it's like touch or whatever.
Yeah.
Like what I want is to be touched.
Gotcha.
Tenderly.
I can relate to that, I feel.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I have to say that when I was looking for cuddle porn, I couldn't really find, like what the definition of cuddle porn is.
Yes. So I did a couple deep dives.
Great.
Just trying to find out, like, if it was a thing. It was sort of, I think, either fan-suggested or friendly. We got, like, a friendly suggestion of, like, what about cuddle porn? Or, like, just cuddle as a concept.
And I don't think there's like a huge niche for it in porn because most people going for porn or going for the sex.
Brutal
they feel
domination.
Like different things. So I went down like a Reddit thread that.
Sorry, just real quick, brutal domination.
Yeah, yeah
just get that in there.
Yeah. And like there was someone fully being like, how do I, is cuddle porn a thing? I want to watch videos of people cuddling a bunch. And the responses weren't very comprehensive. There wasn't a lot of like, oh, here's the community for it.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, because is cuddle porn two people just cuddling on camera? Or is it cuddling that then leads to fucking?
Yeah.
That's
this person was like, I'm looking for a lot of cuddling.
Yeah.
If there's no sex, that's great. If there's some, that's fine. But like
that's
lots
fine.
Of cuddling on either end. They're like, I'll take the sex if I have to.
If there's
okay,
sex,
and I
want
to pivoting
my
cuddling.
Career. Yeah. I'm going to be a cuddle porn actor.
Yeah,
you don't even have to have sex. You just cuddle.
It feels like there's a right market for it.
Yeah,
because what they pointed this person to, like the best response on Reddit, like the most upvoted or whatever, was to, like directed them to fanfic.
Mm.
They're like, do you like reading? Because there's a lot of in a lot of fanfiction. There's a lot of discussion of. Your characters cuddling a bunch and like being really
also audio stuff too.
Yes,
audio erotica.
I learned a word in the process.
Oh, did you?
So I'm gonna do a learn a term.
Okay.
Schmoop.
Take my shine. Oh,
and this is specifically like a type of fan fiction that is very fluffy and like lots of like cuddly romantic. Like they just like the definition I found on Urban Dictionary wasn't great. Is that a fanfic with lots of fluff or with a more intense level of fluff? And I was like, I don't feel like fluff.
It just led you to another term.
It's not a great definition.
But I think I get it. Like I get what they're implying.
Yeah. It to me, like what I thought cuddle porn was gonna be, it's like in like a romantic movie where there's like a montage of like maybe the first time like the couple has sex and there's lots of like finger tracing and like giggling under sheets and like legs on legs and like maybe like sunlight's coming through, you know, like her hair is like draped on like the other person's body. Like that's what I imagine cuddle porn to be.
Okay, so I think you would direct a beautiful cuddle porn and
I'll be
you
in it.
Star
and
in
you'll
it.
Be in it. Okay. Yeah. Let's
we
do
did
it.
A done deal.
We did it. I'll you can start the Kickstarter. I'll produce it.
Exactly.
How much money do we need? Like $10?
Yeah. Great. What's your rate?
$10.
Great.
Perfectly.
Amazing.
So that worked out perfectly. I think I have $10 in my wallet. Let's go.
So I found an interesting article about how Esther Perel suggested that cuddling is dangerous.
Okay.
I know.
I
was like,
that's extreme.
That's extreme, right? I mean, I guess the only way that I could think of like cuddling would be dangerous is because like I assume that like then you like me.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's not the case, you know?
Yeah, like when it's just a one night stand, but you cuddle a little bit.
And we cuddle.
And then
like,
you're like, what did it mean?
Yeah.
Now?
The next day I'm like, yeah, we cuddled afterwards. Yeah.
What's her thesis?
Yeah, so, what does she say?
She's saying that like basically the emotional connection which occurs while cuddling is the antithesis to erotic passion. It makes us feel too close and too familiar to our partner, and so it's unlikely to bring about lustful feelings.
Wow, I don't like any of that.
I know. Disagree.
I do not like that at all.
Yeah. I disagree too.
Yeah. I feel like they go hand in hand, but it depends what you're looking for. If you just want to fuck, then maybe cuddling is too intimate. But like, if you want to develop a strong bond with someone, cuddling seems like it would be part of that.
It's super intimate.
I'm surprised that Esther Perel has that. Position, but it, like, well, I have nothing else to say because I don't know why. I didn't read the same article, so I don't know why.
Well, I think this is like the answer to a lot of like people in like long relationships who are like, my passion has died. You know?
By the way, thanks for not making me read anything because I hate reading.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, tiring.
Just sound off porn watching.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Is it just the familiarity can kill? Like, I get that like once the relationship becomes habitual and you're like, we cuddle all the time, that like if that's habitual, it can kill the like element of like surprise or excitement or like how to like tantalize your
partner.
But that's
not just because of cuddling. That's a whole lot
that's
of like other
a stuff. Whole like wormhole of what happens in a relationship.
I think she's,
weird.
I think that's
choice,
causation, not whatever.
Yeah.
What's the other thing?
Whatever the other thing is.
Cause listen.
Whatever. You
sound
know
really
what I mean?
Smart.
Yeah. It's like that thing where it's like she's blaming one thing on something that's not.
Right.
You have to think of the other aspects of what's going on.
Yeah. There's another argument that she makes also. It's like women prefer to cuddle before sex. So a lot of times, like, cuddling is, like, a precursor to sex, and that's why it could be dangerous. It's, like, you need to be able to, like, cuddle and not have it always lead to sex. Because sometimes, like, the other person isn't always in the mood, or, like, sometimes they just want to cuddle.
Yeah.
You know? So it's important to have, like, non-sexual touch and also sexual touch.
And is the notion there that there should be a specific line drawn, or, like, or that... Like, how do you navigate? That is a hard thing to navigate with a partner, I feel like, to be like, right now, to me, this spooning is non-sexual.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to sleep for another 2 hours.
Yeah.
And to you, it's sexual because you have a boner and I can feel it.
And I can feel it.
But I don't want to go to the...
I don't know.
Like, sometimes it's just me being like, I'm sleeping.
Yeah. I guess just, like, communication. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Communication is a big one.
Yeah.
Also dangerous. Speaking of dangerous, communication is extremely dangerous.
It is.
But I feel like, yeah, a lot of times this just popped into my head. I did a different podcast where it was like people would write in and ask for advice on stuff. And the solution almost to every single question was just communicate with the other person.
Right. Weird.
Just do that. It's like a crazy notion, but like just do that and then you'll be fine. I do feel like it would be weird though if I was cuddling with someone and I was just like, hey, just so you know, this is non-sexual.
Yeah.
Except I did do a – I made a video with my friend about platonic cuddling and the different positions you can do because it really is like – I think it's underrated.
It is.
You can just cuddle with a friend and like you only need one other person to cuddle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
I actually found in my travels also a website / maybe it's an app. I think it's just a website called cuddlecomfort.com that is dedicated to – helping
non-sexual.
People find cuddle partners.
Mm.
And they had a whole, like, infographic of, like, here's how the problem happens. You just want to cuddle. You don't want anything more than that. You try to cuddle with your friends. You try to explain it to them. You ask them. And they think it's romantic. And they're like, no.
Mm-hmm.
But here, like, the whole premise is just pairing people for cuddling. Nothing more. No sexual whatever. And if people are inappropriate, like, we kick them out. So there are, like, platforms for that, but I don't want to cuddle with a stranger.
Well, there was also this app called Cuddler, which was, like, the Tinder for cuddling.
Mm.
And a lot of people were signing up for it being like, yeah, this is great. But then, like, men were like, well, no, it's for sex, right?
Yeah.
And she's like,
oh, my God. No, specifically not.
Yeah, like, men ruin everything.
Yeah. They should have a women's-only cuddling app.
It's true. But then it's like... Am I gay?
How much do I like this?
Yeah.
And maybe you are. And, and you figure it out because you did the app.
And thank you for Cuddler. You know?
There is also a whole market of, like, people who provide cuddle services.
Mm.
I wouldn't call it sex work because it's not sex work, but people who, like, are on hire to go to your house and just, like, cuddle with you for half hour to 45 minutes. And you pay a fee for how long you want the service and what specific services you want.
Oh, yeah.
But
I
all
feel like
non-sexual.
I've heard about that.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I remember there being, like, a big splash about that a couple years ago.
Yeah.
There's, like, a huge – I feel like I notice a huge difference between cuddling with men and cuddling with women, actually.
Oh, really?
I think there's – it's just – I mean, obviously, it's different because men and women are different. But it's just, like, a
it's 2020. No, they're not.
You're right. Yeah, never mind. Take it back. Cut this. Cut this out of the podcast. There's no differences.
Yeah.
Equality. I don't know. It's just, like, women – I guess the women I've cuddled with have been, like, similar to my size.
Uh-huh. Oh, sure.
And so it just feels different.
Yeah.
It's not, like – as much of like a, I don't know, I want to be wrapped in a cocoon kind of by someone. And with a girl, it's just a little bit more bony and like, I don't know, just different.
We're just huddling
different.
For warmth.
Yeah, exactly. Like we're trying to hide to stay safe or something.
Yeah. Because we live in perpetual fear.
Exactly. Yeah.
Is it safe to assume you're a little spoon cuddler then?
I am.
Okay. So I'm going to blow your mind. I like being the big spoon. Not always, but sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes, even if girl or boy cuddler or non-gender specific person.
Yeah.
I actually sometimes like to be the person coming from behind and like tucking my little face against their back and like putting an arm on them. Maybe I'm a psycho and the reason I like that is that I can then escape.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
No, absolutely.
You're not trapped. You're in control. You're in control of when the cuddling's over.
Yes.
I've definitely found myself as a big spoon at times, and I don't mind it.
Yeah.
You could say I'm averse in that way.
Yeah.
But I do want to just, I like being on the inside of it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing about being the big spoon is like, I like am really self-conscious about my stomach. So when my stomach is pressed up against someone's back, I'm like, what if they can tell it's like not flat? You know what I mean? That's just me being crazy.
Yeah, because you're literally the skinniest person I've ever seen.
Thank you. That's you being crazy. But oh, I just hit the mic. No, it's just something mental about that where I'm just like, I can't.
I like being laid upon.
Me too, but like only briefly, like after sex. I actually really like it if somebody finishes and they're on top of me and they stay there for a bit, like the weight of someone else's body. It often scares people. They're like, am I crushing you? What is this? I'm like, just stir there.
Yeah, me. I ask my boyfriend all the time. I'm like,
okay,
just
boyfriend?
I know.
Okay, brag. Wow. We are this far in and I didn't know you had a boyfriend.
I slipped that in. Like
for
that.
You. Okay, so you have like on-demand cuddling.
Well, no, he lives in another continent.
Where?
In England.
Oh my God. Okay, we have to unpack.
I know, it's romantic.
I know that's not what we're here to do, but
we're gonna do it.
It's
interesting.
Romantic. But yeah, and basically I text him all day long being like, I wish that you could just lay on me, and he was like, I'm buying you a gravity blanket because he has money, so that's also hot.
Okay. Here we
double
go.
Brag.
You're blowing my mind right now. Blowing my mind. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Genuinely. That's
thanks.
Amazing.
But yeah, I do really love it when he lays on top of me and he's like very specific. He's like, okay, so where do you want me to be? Like, do you want my arms around you? Do you want my arms down the side? Like, how do you want this? And I'm like, okay, let me tell you, I want your arms around me and I really would like you to have a boner if that's possible.
Just okay. a hold still boner, cuddle him on top.
Yeah, I want like to be crushed.
Oh, do you find that you can be really explicit about what you want because you guys text so much and you're constantly talking about it?
Probably,
it's a lot easier to just communicate in person once you're in person.
Oh, yeah. We're texting, FaceTiming all day long, you know.
But also props to your boyfriend as the outside observer.
Oh, yeah.
He's good at being, like, asking for stuff like that. Like, the first time you guys fucked, like, there was a vibrator involved.
Oh, yeah.
He not was an easy thing
to
bring
win.
Into
that's
a conversation.
That's a feminist win.
I know. Like, he was like, please use it. And I was like, okay. I'm obsessed with you.
I'm in love.
Yeah. Are we getting married? I think we might be. Yeah, he's great.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to him. But he's older, too. So,
how old?
He's 45.
Ugh, go off.
I know.
Wow. This whole thing, this whole narrative is blowing.
I know. Should I write a book? I should have a movie about it.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. Anyone out there listening? Should we do the showdown?
Oh, it's time.
It's time to do the
showdown. I forgot that was coming.
Me too. I just got so happy talking about cuddling.
Okay.
Cuddling is good for you guys. Oxytocin.
Yeah. Human touch.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Oh, is that my deodorant on the couch? Cool.
Okay.
Here we go.
Paris, edit that out, please.
No, don't.
Keep it. Keep it. It was real. It's in my fingers now.
It's going to make listeners feel like they're here.
That's true. They're here with us. For those listening, I have a tiny ball of deodorant between my fingers, and I'm flicking it off into the carpet, never to be seen again. Gets a special big dick cuddle buddy after breakup swallows.
After breakup, and she swallows. She gets a cuddle buddy. And then she gets to swallow his cum.
Gets a special big dick cuddle buddy after breakup swallows.
What's the character limit on these titles?
A question we think
need
about.
It.
It's a really good question because a lot of times what will happen is a title will be cut off and it'll just be like, goes to town with, and then you're like, with who? And then you have
to watch it.
Like, who knows? It's either sloppy uploading or it's just how they get you. Yeah, this one, just a lot happening. By the way, it's all caps, so everything is equally
important.
So they're
yelling
at you. Everything is yelled.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have Fortnite Tricera Ops Fuck Cuddle Team Leader.
Oh.
I'm not familiar with the universe of Fortnite, and we will do an episode at some point, because it is a vast universe and continues to come up.
With porn.
This particular video came a bunch, because I think Cuddle Team is like a thing.
Oh.
Feel free to write in, listeners.
Yeah.
What's the cuddle team? Are you on it? And there was a lot of like porn dedicated to cuddle team, like blowjob, handjob, footjob stuff.
So these are animated.
Yeah. Some. And then some were like actual like people acting out, like doing cosplay around Fortnite.
Interesting.
If you want to just go deeper into niche on niche.
I think that's great. I think that is wonderful. And as long as it's people consenting, I mean, that's just, it's, imagine if you had a real interest in something and you could just make the characters fuck.
Yeah. Like,
that seems amazing.
Yeah.
I would love
that's
to have
a lot
that
of
kind
this
of power.
Is, yeah.
Like fan fiction to a new level.
Yeah.
You're just, speaking
you're
of
executing
fan
it. Amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
Next we have slow burning hidden camera couple making fuck.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Making fuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting way
and
of saying
And who's slow
that.
Burning, the couple or the hidden camera? I don't
know. The camera's on
more,
fire.
We need more information.
We need more.
Next we have cuddle to my pussy. Cuddle to it.
Innovation. Yeah. Uh-huh. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, this one might be my favorite. I love to cuddle up by the tree and watch TV with my daddy. Clips 1 and 2.
The tree?
Yes.
Is it the holidays or is it just...
Maybe. That's
or
actually a really good guess.
I
the
just
thumbnail
assumed.
Just looked like a living room.
Okay.
Maybe it's a holiday porn.
Maybe it's like one of those Japanese trees that people keep as plants.
Bonsai?
Yeah. Maybe it's one of those trees.
I didn't see it in the thumbnail, so. Okay,
right. Well, I know what
we'll
I'm doing
never know
after
by
this.
Choice.
Yeah. Watching
that
up. Yeah, watching
Parts
that
1 bit. And 2. Thank
uh-huh.
you.
Yeah. Two clips. Because they couldn't put the whole thing on there together. Who
it's
knows?
Commitment, watching that one.
ASMR love, lay down with Lily and fuck her until you come together.
Oh.
English.
Oh, English.
Mm-hmm.
Specific.
Yeah.
Do we think she does videos, like, not in English?
Yeah, or because it's ASMR, it's like, here's what you're getting. Like,
oh.
If I'm an ASMR person, maybe it's specific to me to feel like it's my language being spoken.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Hmm. That didn't come up on our ASMR episode.
It didn't.
I'd be curious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think that people listen to ASMR that's not in their own language? Like, do you think, like...
I actually would maybe prefer
that. I think
that.
They do, yeah, probably. Because then you don't have to actually focus on what's being said.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's just like mouth sound.
You don't have
to. Yeah.
I think you do. You like, either the story is part of it for you, or you just like the sounds.
Hmm.
I think I would go that way if I was a person who got brain orgasms. I'm sadly not.
We're not.
I haven't tried, but
really?
Something I'm looking to do in my 30s.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a couple years of just
make a list.
Physical ones, and then we'll see if we can elevate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Growth again.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
This is a new niche I didn't know about. Wool bondage, encasement, cuddling, and mummification.
Wow.
Wool bondage. New to me.
Interesting.
I actually kind of think I'd be into this.
Right. Well, you talked about how you wanted to be like in a vacuum seal.
Yeah. Well,
how do you fuck if you're mummified?
I also am confused, but I don't know if there's fucking in this.
Okay. I think it would be similar to like feeling like you're in a cocoon.
Yeah. Or a gravity blanket, speaking of wanting people to lay on top of you.
True.
Like when we did a latex episode, like the thought of being in a vacuum seal and just having something like squish my body a little bit sounded great.
Mm. But you can put holes in that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Where does the dick go?
Where is good question.
Oh, yes.
In the mummy scenario.
Yeah. You could put holes in a wool blanket.
Yeah.
You just have to like maybe put
cocoon.
It in after you
Get
mummify.
Some moths. Put some moths in the room with it.
It's a long waiting process.
And that's natural.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like this.
It's good for the environment.
I support this movement.
Yeah.
It
but
feels
just
crunchy.
Being in case, maybe not wool if it's scratchy, but if it's like soft wool, just being like bound that
I
way.
I think I would like this
really
if this was like wool straight off of a sheep.
You know?
Fresh. Not even washed.
Fresh wool.
Fresh.
Keep it dirty.
Yeah. I want the like flicks of like the grease in there.
Yeah.
Like bits of stick. Okay, last one, cucumber cuddles.
Interesting.
It's just a chick jerking off with a cucumber.
With a cucumber.
Oh. Chilling off, I should say.
Okay.
Or just doing some, like, general play
Tripping.
With a phallic item. And she called it cucumber cuddles, and I felt misled.
Mm. Well, here's the thing. Because cuddling is hugging, right? That's
right.
What we established.
Yeah.
Maybe her pussy was hugging the cucumber.
Right.
You know what I mean? In some ways.
Uh-huh.
And in that way... It's all cuddling.
Inventive.
And in that way, the whole world is cuddling.
We're all just cuddly, pretty much.
And here
life
we are.
Is just moments between cuddling.
Yes.
In that case.
And I think that's the life you want to live.
Yeah.
Personally,
if I've learned
anything in the last 20 minutes.
Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Should we take a quick little break?
Yeah.
Amazing.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
So we're back.
We're back.
To talk more about cuddling.
And we chose this video. It's definitely porn.
Yes. to be clear, we chose two videos that actually had sex in them.
Yes. We opted for that route.
That's what we're here for.
And it was hard. It was a little tricky to find stuff with what I felt like was sufficient cuddling.
Yeah.
If I'm here for the cuddling.
A lot of the stuff that we found was like waking up, morning sex, which I love.
Yeah. So this one's called Morning Fuck.
It is.
It's from Frolic Me.
I loved this video.
Did you?
You loved it?
I took notes, so.
Oh, good. She came prepared. Look at this adorable tiny journal she's getting out.
I'm obsessed with tiny notebooks.
I
want to make kinks, actually. My apartment is littered with them.
I actually have an overall kink of miniature things, so I'm feeling what you're saying. Oh, my God, I'm a little wet.
Second one in my bag, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean, you have a boyfriend, I have my tiny notebooks. We all have our things, ladies.
It's true.
So the performers in this are Mr. Delancey and Celine Noiret.
Yeah.
Noiret.
Say it like that. I like that.
Noiret.
I loved that the subtitle was His Love Defined in One Woman.
I know.
It made it feel very serious.
Yeah.
And there was some weight
dramatic
to it. Yeah.
Yeah. Frolic Me's videos are on. Like, often quite earnest and, like, serious and, like, romantic.
It's very romantic.
They have very much of a, like, romance market that they're leaning into.
Right. Which sometimes I'm absolutely in the mood for.
Yeah. Yeah. This couple wakes up.
Yes.
Sorry, did I interrupt
you?
No,
go ahead.
And they feel like a real couple.
I thought maybe they were.
Yeah. I don't know if they are, but it felt that way. And it had the vibe of, like, maybe these people are married. Maybe there's kids in the other room. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, they're just waking up in bed and they, like, have a nice, cozy time. And he starts, like, kissing and sort of cuddling and caressing her. And then it...
Some spooning.
Yeah, there's, like, it starts with a spoon that turns into, like, a sensual vibe.
Yeah.
And then they fuck.
And then they have sex.
And he eats her out
yeah,
he
while they're holding hands.
Yes.
So in a lot of ways, their hands were cuddling.
Yes.
And
there you go.
I loved that. I think that's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Also... Huge uncut dick.
Yeah.
Major
and
dick.
As a proponent of the anti-circumcision movement, I love to see the representation on screen.
There you go. There you go. Massive uncut dick. It was tagged. The tags in Frolic Me are sometimes funny. And
yeah.
It was tagged as big boys. And I was like, I guess that's referring to his massive dick.
He didn't look tall, dick. So.
Yeah.
He did not
I'm
going
to go with that.
He was horizontal the whole time, but I have to say he did not look tall.
He seemed short.
He seemed shorter than her, potentially. Yeah. Which is to say... Not a super tall guy, so we're gonna go with dick. Mm-hmm. We're gonna assume that's about his dick.
Absolutely.
I loved the like 07-esque music that was playing in the beginning.
I wrote down good soundtrack.
Yeah,
and I like not a single word was spoken.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's just
did any dialogue. Did you leave the sound on for this?
I did. I left the sound on for both because I wanted to have the real 360 view of it. But I was relieved that there wasn't a lot of sounds.
Mm.
And you know what? I will say one thing. Not a lot of fingering.
Mm. Yeah.
I missed that a little.
Yeah. I felt like her clit wasn't really touched that much, and I was annoyed by that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I'm going with the narrative that, like, they're married.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe, but maybe they, maybe like, she doesn't like that.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe she likes the G-spot stuff, and they just establish that because they're married.
Okay.
Potentially. And he's really just being a good guy.
Mm-hmm. Totally fair. Totally fair.
And he went down on her for several minutes.
He did.
In the morning, which is risky.
Yeah.
I don't like to be gone down on. In the, like, I'll sometimes refuse it because I'll be like, I don't know what my pussy breath be doing.
Well, how about his breath?
Yeah.
His morning breath on my pussy?
Wash your
I gotta like him a lot.
Yeah. Because that's there all day. There's no way to rectify pussy breath.
It's maybe even longer.
There's bacteria happening, you know.
I liked the back kissing as well.
I did. Mm-hmm. There was a weird moment with her underwear that I was confused about. It was like he was going to take them off and then he didn't. And then she was like, okay, I guess I'm doing this, which I thought was weird.
I missed that too.
Yeah.
What? So it just was like he was going for it and then gave up?
Yeah. Like he didn't pull them. Like she was laying down, her legs were in the air, and he like went to like pull them off, but then he just didn't.
Oh.
And then she was like, okay, I guess I'm doing this.
Sort of a cue where he was like, yeah I can't. Yeah. How do these work?
I don't know. It was weird. And then there was a little bit of like the panties like in the shot, like in the background. And I really wanted like something like kinky to happen with them.
Like you panties wanted them
and
to
mouth.
Get involved?
Yeah, panties and mouth are like, I wanted him to sniff them.
Mm.
Is that weird?
No, okay. That is not. Oh, that's not weird.
Like that.
It's 2020. There's
safe
nothing
space.
Weird.
Safe like space.
That. Yeah, thank you.
We're all safe here.
Do you guys find that what you like to see in porn is reflective of what you like to do?
Great question. And yeah, I guess the answer is sometimes. I feel like 75% of the time, yes.
Yeah.
There is the occasional thing, and certainly like doing a show like this, we're watching stuff that I'm like, oh, I've never tried that. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, like there, like we did an episode on choking and talked a lot about breath play, and mm-hmm. I like a hand on my neck, but I haven't actually ever done like real scary, dangerous breath play, but watched a porn that I was like, this is hot. And like the way that they're putting this together, like I'm into viewing, but don't necessarily need to try it right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, in terms of like what I go for when I'm jailing off, it's usually something that like resembles how I want to be fucked.
Right.
Or how I like to fuck.
I would agree. Then there's, like, some things where I'm just like, this isn't doing it for me, so I need to see something a little bit niche, a little bit weird.
Yeah.
You know?
So, if anything, I'll watch something a little edgier than I would do, like, maybe rougher than I would necessarily need to go.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, like, just something fresh and edgy and different. Yeah.
Like, I'm like, somehow I'm watching videos of, like, men getting wedgies, you know? Which, like...
And here we are.
I love.
It started with you watching Daniel Craig getting his balls crushed.
Yeah.
This is a kink of Rachel's that she's talked about many times.
Yeah.
When he played James Bond and there was some ball torture. Yeah. Like actual torture.
I haven't seen a James Bond film.
Rachel was into it.
Ever.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, Daniel Craig sits in this chair and the seat is, like, taken out of it. And, like, this guy, like, has, like, a rope that has a knot on it and, like, whips him underneath while he's sitting there naked. And I was like. Something
they
weird.
Showed that?
Yeah. I mean, you don't see his dick, but...
Ugh, cowards.
Balls? I know.
Just like, isolated balls on. At the bottom of a chair?
Yeah. I wish. I want to know. I want to know what his balls look like.
It wouldn't have been his balls, Rachel.
I know.
If
I
they
know.
Did an isolated shot, they certainly would have been like, give us the most beautiful balls in Hollywood.
Find. Yeah, certainly. The least wrinkly balls
we'll
out
pay
there.
Top dollar for perfectly smooth balls. Hairless.
In my head, Daniel Craig does have that, though.
We'll never know.
Okay.
Maybe we'll know, but... Probably not anytime soon.
Yeah. If you see Rachel Weisz, just ask her.
I will.
And it's L.A., baby.
Yeah.
You don't know, right? Go to Earth Cafe. We don't know. Celebs could be everywhere.
It's anywhere.
What else do we like about this video? Did you feel like this... You said you, like, love this in general. Is this the kind of sex you like to watch in a porn?
I guess I've been more... So I... Used to just go on Pornhub because that was easy and it was like the only site I really knew of and I didn't want to do a lot of digging.
Yeah.
But then I've been going on Bellesa more.
Yeah.
And those are nice because it's like, again, there's not a lot of talking and it's just like more like sensual, I would say.
Yeah.
So this felt a lot like that. It's like bright lighting, very like white sex decoration, a lot of, you know, it was just like bright. It wasn't dark and disgusting.
Right.
So I liked it. Yeah. I thought this one I got horny watching.
Okay, cool.
Oh, good.
For sure.
We did our job.
That's our goal. Mm-hmm.
And it felt like there was a bit of a narrative, even though it was unspoken.
Yeah.
It was just enough narrative for me to be like, I feel like this couple knows each other. I feel like they're close and I feel like they have a cool sex life and we're just getting a little taste of it.
Yeah.
And I like that.
In my head, they were on vacation.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Specific.
Well, because it was like she was wearing makeup. So I felt like they were like
that might have just took you out of it.
It took me out of it, but I was like, she's wearing makeup, and like maybe they like had a like late night last night, like on their vacay,
yeah,
in their nice hotel or slash Airbnb, because this looks like an Airbnb I stayed at in Montreal, and I couldn't stop thinking about it the whole time.
We like, get it. You have a boyfriend.
Let me guess. You met up with him in Montreal for the weekend, and you had an Airbnb, and you didn't leave the room.
And this was the porn we did. We did the porn.
This is you.
Yeah, this is me.
You know? Oh, you okay, look wait. Good. You kind of do look like the girl.
Okay.
A little bit. Now that I'm thinking back.
Thank is that, you.
And he could have totally been 45. Okay. I get it now. Your guys' thing is that you make people watch porn you're in.
Surprise.
All right. Well,
wait till we get to mine. Cuddle daddy and bedtime story.
And that was you.
It was me. It was me in my unicorn outfit.
My mind is blown. Again. My mind's been blown so many times in this podcast already.
Oh, my God.
And we haven't even gotten to the next one yet.
I know.
Second porn.
The one thing I will say about this video that I just realized looking back at my notes I forgot about is that the music came back.
Yeah. It did.
They cut orgasm.
They cut the music and then they brought it back.
And then it came back at like the moment of climax. And I was like, I don't know if I needed to come in at that specific moment.
Yeah.
Because it's like too much. It like takes me out of the reality of it.
Yeah. I wrote down that like I knew he was going to come because the music started back in.
Because the music was swelling.
I was like, oh, he's close.
Yeah.
Were we to believe that they came at the same exact time?
I don't know. I think she was supposed to come like earlier on, like I wrote down, oh,
I thought
she
came
comes?
From the cunnilingus, maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
And then who knows? Maybe she sort of comes again or doesn't.
Yeah.
And well, didn't I thought it was clear. Nice regardless.
Yeah. And he comes inside her.
Mm-hmm. Which you don't always see in porn.
He comes inside her and then they go back to cuddling. And then I was like, okay, are we supposed to believe that they go back to sleep? Because
she
that's
to get
me.
Up and she's getting UTI.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, yeah, that's me. Like, A, I want to go back to sleep, but then I'm like, babe, wake me up in like 5 minutes because like,
I gotta pee.
Maybe she
took a prophylactic.
Oh, it's true.
The night before. Because they said, honey, we're having morning sex tomorrow.
Yeah, on this vacation.
Wash your vagina right now. Wash your vulva right now.
Leave your makeup
Wash
on.
Your vulva, take an antibiotic.
Take a pill.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
We'll be hitting the back in the morning.
If you could choose this song to come on for your orgasm, what song would it be?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
The first thing I thought of was Under the Sea, and I just stuck with that.
Oh, no.
Because I was like, wow. I want it to be weird. I want it to be jarring.
Yeah. What's the first thing
like, childlike and inappropriate and, like, take us out of the moment.
Oh, wow.
And then we all have a good laugh. I'm just kidding. I don't actually want
Under the Sea to come on. I would say Roar by Katy Perry.
Perfect.
Mine was, this is my fight song.
Oh, I like that.
But I don't even know that song. That's just like immediately like.
That's
it just
Katy
seems
Perry,
like,
right?
Is
no.
it?
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's
Who
not?
It's not. It might be Sarah Bareilles.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But it might be someone else that's not Sarah Bareilles.
That's just like a one-hit wonder.
Sarah Bareilles type.
Oh, sure. Sure. That just seemed like celebratory.
Yeah.
Because I just wanted it to be like a celebration.
That's one of those songs you could have never intentionally played, but if you heard it right now, you'd know all the words.
Yes.
Because it's just been on.
Yeah.
Everyone.
It's just imprinted in our brains at this point just from going to the grocery store.
Exactly.
When we're birthed.
Yeah. That's why I don't go to the grocery store. Because I don't want to learn the words to songs I don't like.
Bless. All right. Should we move on?
Yes.
Okay, the next one we're talking about, the title is debatable. Mm. I had it as Cuddle Daddy and Bedtime Story. Did it pop up with a different thing for you?
Yeah, I had Story Time.
Okay.
I had story Cuddle time, Daddy and Bedtime Story.
I think Story Time is maybe the channel, because that was like watermarked on it, I think. Mm. Or like, Cuddle Daddy and Bedtime Story is like how it popped up in the caption for the video. But often these things are labeled 8 different ways and have a bunch of different titles and they're bastardized and who knows?
Because they're pirated. Yeah.
I will say that I watched this one thinking this was the good one that you guys had sent. And I was like, holy shit, what is this bad one going to be? Is it going to be an actual dad fucking his daughter? Because this is pretty dicey off the bat.
This is dicey. Help me out here. I have a mystery to solve. So dad is like reading a story to daughter. And the only thing that makes me feel safe here is that this girl who's like, acting sort of like a little, although I don't know if this is technically like the DDLG kink, but she's clearly well above 18 and is acting like a child and wearing a little onesie.
Mm-hmm. The voice that she's putting on.
Uh-huh. And putting on laying it on thick with a baby voice. Mm-hmm. But the dad, this unfortunate man, he looks like Like, who does he look like? What is... He looks like John Lovitz combined with, like... Who is that cartoon therapist from that animated show in the 90s that was, like, for adults? Does anyone know what show I'm talking about?
I don't know cartoon what you're talking therapist. About.
I couldn't find it.
He is very unattractive, I will say. Sorry to
it
that man.
It bummed me out.
Yeah.
I just felt bummed.
I felt very bummed throughout this whole video.
For the girl, for him, for everything. For the people filming it, for the gaffer, for the sound editor. I mean,
if
I
even
was,
had that.
Yeah,
the I whole felt thing bummed. Felt wrong. Yeah.
I felt bummed for that performer because I was like, she didn't get enough money for this.
Yeah.
Also, let's just talk about it.
Yeah.
This is a bedtime story. It's broad daylight.
Yes.
It's also Hitchcock. Yeah. If you look at the book, he's reading her something from some Hitchcock something.
It's so
get
weird.
Get a kid's book or something. I mean,
also at one point.
To the idea.
Yeah, we zoom out and there's like an empty bottle of alcohol on the
floor. I know, I saw that too.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute. Like,
Dad's having a nightcap.
We go wide and there's like an empty bottle of wine or something just on the floor.
Here's my question. Why is Dad sleeping on the couch?
Is that what's supposed to happen?
Is he even sleeping?
Like, the whole scenario of what's happening here is confusing.
He was sleeping.
We open on a dude on the couch.
Who's asleep.
Okay.
With, like, a pillow and a blanket. And with, like, an empty bottle of booze. And then, like, this clearly, like, 20-year-old girl comes downstairs in a onesie, like, being like, Daddy, I had a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go back to sleep. Will you read me something?
Yep. And then he reads her Hitchcock. And then he gets a boner. And she's like, what's that? Do you have something in your pocket?
Yeah.
And he's like, help me out.
Help me out again.
Oh, also on this one, there's an ad. Sometimes the ads are the real show.
Oh, yeah.
And
true.
You just have to pay attention.
Yeah.
There was a large, very large woman just throwing around a tiny woman.
And I know which one you're talking about.
And I had to go full screen on it, which I don't usually do. But I was like, this is what I want to see.
Yeah.
So once I got over that and I made it full screen, I felt like I needed subtitles for this one because I couldn't really hear what the hell she was saying with her little tiny baby voice.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
Mm.
I was hoping maybe when she started fiddling with the, you know, the boxers, maybe we were going to get a hand job situation.
Mm.
But that was when I was hopeful and still thinking this was the good one. So I was like, where is this going to turn that's going to make me say, this is actually good for women?
Right.
And that didn't happen.
No.
Yeah.
Also, I felt like they were both completely hairless.
Yeah. There's nothing more shocking to me than seeing a man, a
grown
man.
This is how we know, like, this was made at a certain time when the trend in porn was for everyone to be hairless.
Like, but, like, not stubble, not groomed. I mean, his balls were waxed.
Yeah.
Waxed. There was not there was nothing growing in.
Yeah.
So it wasn't shaved.
Yeah. Maybe lasered even? I don't know.
Was it invented at the time? When did this video come out?
We don't know.
Who knows?
Oh, yikes.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, he's like, you know how it's like, it just continues with this, like, you know how you suck on lollipops and stuff.
Right.
Suck my dick. And then.
Let me see what your tits look like these days.
Yeah.
Which is a sentence that I will never be able to erase from my memory.
Yeah.
They did 69, which, again, I was looking for the good stuff
at first. I appreciate that.
I thought that 69 was good. Noted she had a flat stomach because I'm sick in my brain.
Yeah.
And then.
She had a great odd.
He was encouraging a lot of positive affirmations, and she kept up the voice acting, which I thought was good.
She was committed to the voice acting.
She did
dropped it, and but if she had dropped it, like, that would have made it a better video to me if she stopped putting the voice on and suddenly was like having real pleasure.
Yeah,
but that didn't never happen.
I don't want to go straight to the end.
Yeah,
let's go.
But I thought the coming was inventive.
Oh.
Still looking for the good?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was still looking for the good. I mean, he comes in her open mouth after having sex several different ways, and then she spits it all up out of her mouth.
Because she's a child.
Of course.
Yeah.
And famously, kids spit up babies.
Babies, actually.
So I don't know. I'm like, how old is she supposed to be?
An actual toddler.
Ooh, yeah. And baby. I don't know.
Dark.
Yeah. I wouldn't go back to this one.
No,
yeah.
Never.
I was also just, I actually just wrote verbatim in my notes, it's, at least he taught her to touch herself. Oh, dear God, why am I trying to make this okay?
Right. Oh, I loved at the end when it said, thank you for your support. A title card pops up after the video, and it says, thank you for your support.
Thank you for your support.
We supported them by watching this video.
I can't figure out if this was, like, somebody making a homemade video and trying to make something that's a specific kink or just problematic. And, like, was this chick okay?
I think it was just 100% problematic.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, the alcohol bottle really didn't help me out. I was like, did we get drunk to do this? Like, did we need to get drunk to make this happen?
Yeah. Are we supposed to be supportive of incestual porn? Like, where, I don't know what side of history, like, because if.
where am I supposed to lay?
If that's someone's kink, then I'm like, okay. But it's also like, she's supposed to be a kid, so I don't love that aspect. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, if someone's getting off to this, I guess if this was the only porn in the world, then yeah, there were some moments where if you muted it and you didn't think maybe she's the daughter and he's the dad, okay, sure. But I don't like that people are getting off to this.
Yeah, yeah, this didn't feel safe to me as far as that goes. To like briefly touch on the incest question, it's a whole fucking episode we will do soon, and we want to bring on this psychologist we're trying to track down to actually talk about like atypical sexual stuff like incest in particular. And I think there are outlets online. Like, we did a step siblings episode that'll be released probably by the time we release this one. And we featured Pure Taboo, which is a like notable platform where like the performers are compensated and they're not actually step siblings, but they create these videos that like lean into the taboo.
Right.
And, like, why are you into this? That's much hotter than a lot of the like step crap that you see. That's just like, oh no, we're fighting for the TV remote and your dick slips in or whatever.
That's happened to me.
So I think they're
not with a step sibling, but just in general.
Did the remote slip in or like somebody's dick?
The dick.
Okay.
The dick. We'll talk about that in another, if you guys have me back.
Yeah, we will.
Absolutely. Just for that story.
You booked it.
But there's certainly porn out there that is sort of vetted and known as being ethical, specifically with respect to the performers.
Sure.
And that creates an outlet if you do have a kink around incest, let's say, or something adjacent to incest. You can go there to, like, sort of act on your kink.
Right.
This one, just because it's, like, so random and it's on Spank Bang, and I'm like, who are these performers? They're
we
not credited.
Yeah.
And there's a empty alcohol bottle. And the whole thing, the whole thing just feels like an ill-advised thing that this woman, you know, agreed to do, and it's not a good representation of even the, like, the daddy, the dom daddy little girl kink.
Right.
I think it's just like a hot mess.
I think there's a way to make incest porn, and there's a way to highlight the taboo, like the forbidden aspect, which is why people are into it. But I think this is not it. This is, you know, when someone's saying, like, ever since you were a little girl, I dreamed about you being old enough to do these things to you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's what people are looking for when they're looking for incest. I think they're looking for, like, this is wrong and I know I shouldn't do it, but like I can't help myself.
Like, I don't buy that the legality was the only thing stopping him. You know what I mean? He's like, well, once this is legal, I'm gonna fuck my daughter. Like, guys who think along those lines, I mean, not to stereotype, but I don't think they're like waiting for the birthday that makes it okay.
They legally have to, and we'll speak about it in a specific way. But it, I think the problem goes deeper. This felt like a terrible Stockholm Syndrome nightmare.
Right.
So I was like, this isn't his daughter. This is not a child, but this is like someone he kidnapped young enough.
Yeah, we're getting really dark.
He's like held her natural development back.
Oh,
and
my
she thinks it's normal to like fuck her daddy. Like, I was trying to create a plot.
I know.
That this is.
I applaud you for that.
Don't, because it just makes me feel dark and sad.
And then he guilts her into like doing it again, essentially. If daddy has this problem again, maybe you could do it. Maybe you can,
it's like,
help
I'm
me out.
Coaching you and I'm like helping you learn. And gross.
Yeah.
Gross, I would say. Mm-hmm. She's very beautiful, though.
She is.
Yeah.
I hope she's well.
I do too.
Wherever she is.
Yeah. And I hope that she got paid well for this.
Yeah.
And she felt okay.
Yeah.
The dad in this, though,
I hope he is in debt somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he's not well.
I hope his career in porn has ended, because I don't want to see him ever again.
I hope he has trouble with the IRS. He probably does.
He looks like he would.
It's so gross, the whole thing. I just
I know.
Did he keep his t-shirt on the whole time?
Yes, of course he did.
Of course he did. He Pooh-Bear'd it. Like,
I
the
knew.
Sign of creepery.
Yeah.
In the porn world.
The second I saw his man bun, I was like, this man's keeping his shirt on for the whole video.
Yeah.
I could
tell.
You knew. Yeah.
The thing is, if he takes his shirt off, then we know who he is. We have his identity, and we can go to his house and
Well, there were some tattoos. I think he had a wrist tattoo.
He did.
So that's something we could identify him as if we see him out in the wild.
Honestly, we could probably just put his face in a, you know, mm-hmm. one of those police systems that they have. Right. Mm-hmm. One of those jobs I see on TV.
Which,
those machines.
As podcasters, we have access to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Me and the Poe don't speak. We don't have a good relationship, we'll just say. I talk a lot of shit. And frankly, they don't like it.
Guys, are we masturbating to either one of these videos? The time has come. What's going into your spank bank?
I would revisit Morning Fuck.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like if you were aroused by it watching it, that's the test. Mm-hmm. That's what we wanted for you. Yeah.
I like morning sex.
And, yeah.
You know, so why not?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to have this sex every morning.
Yeah.
That's the kind of sex I would like. That's the kind of way I would like to wake up.
Yeah, I did really like that this was a porn that was like an aspirational relationship porn. Yeah. I was like, I want to be these people.
Yes. Like, I'm like, maybe having a boyfriend would be cool.
You're rethinking everything.
This made me question my whole worldview.
Yeah.
So, hey, yes, I'll be jerking off to that.
Cool.
Wonderful.
Love it.
Wonderful. The second one, I'd rather not ever see or speak of again.
Great.
Fair. After this.
Fair. We'll try to put it out of our minds.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. This was lovely.
This was so fun.
It's not often I have on my to-do list to watch porn. And I had this. I watched both. And, you know, there's so much good porn out there to be consumed.
It's true. It's true. And that's
you just need a username and password.
Which you have one now.
Yeah, I have it.
You're welcome. You're really
welcome. We often gift people, like, the logins for the foreseeable.
Yeah.
So far, we haven't hit any device max issues. So we'll see.
Or if you do, let me know. I'll log out.
Okay. That's kind of you.
I'll shoot you a text.
Well, thank you again for coming on the show. Just a reminder, you can catch the one-year anniversary on April 23rd in New York for Drag as Ass.
Correct.
Follow Mary Beth on Twitter.
Yeah, Instagram at Mary Beth Barone. I'm out there.
Yeah.
She out here.
I'm posting.
Yeah, and also the Drag as Ass Instagram handle is also incredible.
And that's just at Drag as Ass.
And that's at his ass is what I was going to say.
At Drag as Ass, yes.
But also we should get the handle for at his ass because that's good. Side note.
If it's not taken.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
This was an honor.
Thank you for coming on.
So sweet.
And thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
If you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Instagram handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
We'd love that. This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.